Do remember, you can text me your details, Regan. All right, but you are absolutely correct. Send me your NRC numbers and your full name, please, and we'll get in touch with you. I think that's it for now. Otherwise, thank you so much to everyone that's been listening. And obviously, you know what you need to do. Go to your nearest stores right now, okay, and do what you have to do. Get those phones, get your names registered. Make sure you are part of this and do spread the word. Talk about Infinix wherever you are. Otherwise, you heard it first here. Don't miss the Infinix Summer Sale happening nationwide. Go and grab those deals and stand a chance to win. With me in the studio, I was with Daniel Kapenda, his PR marketing manager, and obviously I was with Nobi Chipepo, his sales representative. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming through one more time.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Awesome. So time has run out. It's almost time for the news. Do remember to go to Infinix today and be part of the family and join in. Till next time.
Zambia, are you ready? The Infinix Summer Sale is here, 29th and 30th of August 2025. 2 days of crazy discounts of up to 15% on all Infinix smartphones. Stay connected with fast charging, lightweight designs, excellent camera quality, and long-lasting power, all at prices you won't believe. And here's the big one. Buy any Infinix phone during the sale and you could win one of two solar kits to power your home or drive away in the grand prize of a brand new car. This is big, this is hard, and it's only at authorized Infinix stores nationwide. Hurry, stocks are limited and the prizes are waiting for you. Infinix, fast, stylish, powerful. Terms and conditions apply.
1xBet. 1xBet. With big sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1x Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Use promo code 1xGamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games. Lucky spins, epic wins, endless fun with 1xBet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Today,
got big cornflakes.
Big tree cornflakes.
And you got big. The end of your journey will be big. Stay on your feet. Chase your dreams. Give it your all and drop it.
Today, the best maize grain Zambia has to offer are perfectly toasted into golden flakes that pack a big crunch. Today, start big with Big Tree Corn Flakes.
The Power FM Lunchtime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Former Fisheries and Livestock Minister blames government over slain cattle. Human Rights Commission calls for accessible grievance mechanisms in mining sector. In international news, South Sudan's President Salva Kiir accused of nepotism after appointing daughter to top post. And in sports, Zesco edged Topwa in 8-goal thriller.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Former Fisheries and Livestock Minister Grayford Monde has accused government of being irresponsible following the slaughter of 70 cattle in Kalomo District, Southern Province. The animals were destroyed after being illegally moved from Kazungula District, rather, which is affected by contagious bovine pleural pneumonia, CBPP. Mr. Monde says farmers in the area have been complaining about the lack of livestock vaccination, stressing that the local animals go without vaccination the more the disease spreads. He added the vaccination is government's responsibility as the exercise is too costly for farmers to shoulder. Speaking on the Power FM breakfast show, Mr. Monde said if government had ensured timely vaccination, there would have been no need to kill 70 cattle at once. He further suggested that authorities could have considered other options such as quarantine to manage and contain the spread of the disease.
So procedure is supposed to, for example, government, if government doesn't follow procedure to vaccinate animals, when is their responsibility? Why do they want to be punitive on a farmer, a poor farmer? So if there was a way they could be able to help, and many ways are there. Quarantine is one of them, to ensure that they can be able to manage the animals to avoid spreading. Yes, in the process they could have infected other animals, depending, I'm not even quite very confident how those animals were moving, whether they were on tracks or they were being dragged, you know, I'm not very sure. But the danger could have been if they could have infected other animals in the area. But unfortunately, the Minister of Fisheries right now and Livestock may not even have capacity to even be able to trace where the animals moved. They may not even have capacity to know whether where they were passing, those animals were already infected.
The Human Rights Commission has urged companies in the mining sector to establish accessible grievance mechanisms for both citizens and workers. Speaking during a mining indaba in the Fonyama district, Copperbelt Province Commission Research and Mechanism Manager Lisbon Chamwe said the law empowers the commission to monitor compliance on issues of business and human rights. Mr. Chamwe explained that Zambia's framework on business and human rights rests on three pillars: government's duty to protect citizens' rights, companies' duty to respect those rights, and the need for accessible avenues of complaint. He stressed that mining companies must conduct human rights risk assessments, implement preventative measures, and provide clear, open channels for citizens to raise concerns, warning that placing complaints offices inside restricted mining areas hinders access. Mr. Chamwe also encouraged communities to report violations to the commission by calling 8181, adding that unreported challenges are difficult to address.
So for me, my study is 5 years, my risk. Na masta identify mwavika kwenjira ya kutita presidenta kutita ya kisa epo kia ya kubandu mkwile masange shira kwa kutu siwa chena sifa mwe kita kia chupa mwa chena kampa ni kwile ya liche shira ya kutita kwa mbaze siwa java sifa mwe elo tu kwile kampa ni ya liche shira ya kwa kutawa kutita kwa kaipa kwa sanga mwile shira ya kutita mwilisha na
Over 200 traders in Kanyama constituency will benefit from a new market shelter at Mobile Market, constructed at a cost of 1.6 million kwacha under the Constituency Development Fund. The Lusaka City Council says the facility will provide a safe trading environment, reduce street vending, and improve sanitation to curb disease outbreaks such as cholera. Traders have been urged to safeguard the structure against vandalism to ensure its durability. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Wulumba said the council remains committed to promoting entrepreneurship in the city through investments in infrastructure that supports safe and dignified trading. Opposition Socialist Party leader and General Secretary Dr. Fred Membe has stressed that leaders must be accountable themselves before demanding accountability from others. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Membe said leaders at all levels should lead by example in matters of accountability. He accused President Hakainde Hichilema of failing to lead by example in the fight against corruption, alleging that the head of state has not declared all his personal assets. Dr. Membe argued that only declaring livestock, which cannot generate the billions the president is believed to have, raises questions about transparency. The Socialist Party leader further pointed out that Zambia has about 3.4 million cattle, and even if President Hichilema owned all of them, it would not explain his financial standing. Dr. Membe insisted that the fight against corruption can only succeed if the president himself spearheads the effort through full accountability. In international news, South Sudan's President Salva Kiir is facing accusations of nepotism after appointing his daughter to a top government post.